We've been here for 2 weeks, so we've got some good bits and bad bits we want to share with the family. We've been since we've done the breakfast show, and it's been a wonderful little ride the last few weeks, but this is our last gig, and then we go back to our original time slot, the old Rush Hour, which is global and number one sports show going around. Here's our best bits and bad bits in the last few weeks, family. Good morning to you, Adelaide. This is a beautiful Tuesday on the 6th of April. This is your Rush Hour. We are filling in for Roo and Diz. We've taken a couple of weeks off, chaps, to go on a cruise down the river together. The Giant Scotsman, which has loomed over one of our city's busiest intersections, they're going to redevelop that site.
Yes.
And the big man has to find a new home.
I've stayed in that hotel.
What's it like?
It's good.
Blue, explain.
Come on, mate.
It was a cricket thing.
You lived around
the corner.
Oh, it was you're in the doghouse. I learned that your romantic getaways to Scotty's Motel are really disturbing.
The Giant Scotsman, William Wallace.
It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker. Let's talk about
You look to be moving better, you're cleaner. Are you just more mature? You got the two kids now? What is it?
I don't think maturity and Taylor Walker will ever go in the same sentence.
I threw that one in.
You did too.
Have you had dialogue from Mark Rusciuto and Justin Reid about a new contract, your management group? Because it better hurry up, because I want you. If not, you're going to another club.
That's something that obviously Dogger and TLA will look after. But, mate, I really want to stay and play on next year, so that's...
Good. Excellent.
So the New Zealand government yesterday decided to open up the Trans-Tasman route.
What's it like playing cricket over there?
Geez, they gave it to us.
Yeah, they did.
Aaron Lehman got hit by a fish on the boundary line. They threw a fish at him.
You're not allowed to get hot by the fish.
Head up for sucks.
97% of people having showers outside live longer.
Does it ever bother any of the Crows players when they're over for a barbecue?
No, it doesn't, because that barbecue never happens.
I don't care.
What would
they've
see?
Got a choice.
What would they see?
That would be Greg Norman's sound, but what would Jazz's sound be?
Love to have a decaf soy chai turmeric latte with Bluey. In my keep cup.
Is this similar to like in the Rush Hour we have a beer with Bluey?
Yep.
Where you tell stories about your past.
Yes.
And what's this, coffee with Bluey?
This isn't a new segment, is it, for Bricky?
It's a coffee with Bluey.
I've got a name for it, I reckon.
What?
Mm. This is what Bluey would order. The double ristretto venti half soy non-fat decaf organic ice vanilla double shot gingerbread frappuccino extra hot with foam whipped cream upside down double blended one sugar and iced. That's the longest order you can order at Starbucks. Yep.
No, that's exactly what
with
I
Bluey.
Ordered. No, sorry, I forgot. No sugar though.
Yeah. I love my babies. I got three beautiful dogs, a little Maltese Shih Tzu. She's 13.
So you got Dennis Lilly, the dog.
Yeah, my little baby.
You've got Carly Veer drowning.
Yes.
And Marion's drowning now, and you can only choose one.
Love you, Marion. We had a great life, but I'm going to Lilly.
No, you didn't.
An Adelaide girl, South Australian girl, Rhea Ripley, who's won the Raw Women's Championship in the WWE. Good morning to you, Rhea.
Morning, guys. Adelaide girl right here. I grew up in Henley Beach, South.
Jazz.
Come here. I could be her right-hand man, her trainer.
No, you keep away from her, Jazz.
You probably were, neighbour.
You don't want that, Rhea, trust me.
Lockie Scholl, he's now the rising star back-to-back.
Isn't he?
For the AFL. G'day, Lockie. Welcome, mate.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Why the nickname Gravel Muncher?
Tex and I seem to like it.
Gravel
keep
Muncher.
Keep calling each other Gravel Muncher.
Righto. Trip over and skid your chin on some gravel or something, mate.
Listen, Rocky.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper. Yep. Good morning to you, Thomas.
G'day, Andrew. How are we?
Good morning.
Got any questions for him, Jazz? Or
you're a bit flat to start the show.
Are we? I'll tell you why I'm flat. That this young man may not be playing in their A grade side.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him?
Rock.
That would have been a good question.
Dear me, what a start to the show. What a start to the segment.
Hey, Rocky, how long did it take after that hit for you to feel like yourself again?
Yeah, I wasn't really with it, but I was still speaking more sense than you, Blue.
Clean belly, bill of health.
Today, Junior!
This is the night of falling pregnant.
To the big
and
blue
I even
dog.
Said to Catherine, what do you want, a boy or a girl?
Oh, no.
And she said, I would love a boy.
Oh.
And bang!
Oh.
That night, it all happened. Byron, and no. We have won what? Samuel Blewett.
That's how I roll, Burns. So who do you think you are, Jesus or something? You're parting the seas now.
You're Moses.
Adam and Eve. The
Furious Five. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Drew and Ditz return next week and we'll be giving away $20,000.
Yep.
How do you win it?
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
Who cares? I'm not listening when they come back.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
Well done. Go. Well done. And well done to our young... what's that?
Todd.
Toddy.
Todd.
Well done, Toddy.
Come on, Jazz.
You Muppet.
Jazz, come
well
on.
Done. We've had a lot of fun, haven't we?
We have.
And we thank the public, because we've got about a million people that listen to us every morning. So thank you.
Thanks for staying with us.